Kitchen. Get in the morning.
Hey, it's Kelly Raspberry with your showbiz top five.
Number five.
One Direction Zayn Malik gets a lot of love on Twitter, but he gets a lot of hate too. It got so bad at one point he quit for a while, but Zayn came back and so did his mom. Trisha Malik joined Twitter just so she can attack the trolls who go after her baby boy. She told one hateful tweeter, "Hope you're happy now. Zayn noticed your tweet. You can't even imagine how it made him upset, you psycho."
Number four.
A man who claimed to be the second coming of Christ has been arrested for stalking and harassing Jennifer Lawrence's brother. That's because he couldn't get close enough to Jennifer herself. This guy has been bombarding Blaine Lawrence with phone calls, emails, text messages, claiming he's Jennifer's husband for life. He even flew to her hometown, went straight to the police station to ask for the address of Jennifer's mom's house. That's when he was arrested.
Number three.
TMZ reporting Chris Brown under investigation for that fender bender last week. The woman he bumped claims Chris refused to give her his driver's license number and then gave her the wrong insurance info. And if this is true and he's found guilty of hit and run, Chris could be in violation of his probation for beating up Rihanna, and that could send him back to jail for up to 4 years.
Number two.
Selena Gomez and Justin Bieber are back on. A source told Hollywood Live she's looking at this as a trial period, insisting they take things slowly. However, she might want to give Justin the same order when it comes to his driving. Justin under investigation again for reckless driving in his neighborhood, reportedly zooming by where one child was playing.
Number one.
Even though she says it was completely innocent, Robert Pattinson was furious when he found out Kristen Stewart's back in touch with her Snow White director, Rupert Sanders. And now he's hanging out a lot with Katy Perry. In fact, on Sunday, the two of them were seen crashing a wedding rehearsal at a resort near Santa Barbara. But one of the wedding guests told People magazine that Rob and Katy were just sitting there watching, and there was no body language indicating they're dating. And that's your Showbiz Top 5.
Kid Craddock in the morning.